Father, we thank you for your word to us.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的话。
Will you speak to our hearts?
求主你对我们的心为你说话讲话。
May we grow and we our love deepen for you.
愿我们对你的爱能够因此变得更加深。
So Lord, may the meditation of my heart and the words of my lips be acceptable to you.
愿我们的思想意念和我们的话语都能够被你所接受。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Well, it's fitting today that you chose this verse because we also are celebrating the Lord's Supper.
我之所以今天选择了这个题目呢，因为我们今天正好有圣餐礼。
And this word comes from the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples.
那么这一段话语呢，正好是耶稣在最后的晚餐的时候，他对他的门徒说。
They were on their way to the Mount Olives, but in order to get there, they have to take a path near the temple through the Kidron Valley.
他们当时呢正在前往去这个橄榄山的路上，但是呢为了要到达那个地方呢，他们需要经过这个圣殿附近的一个这个吉伦山谷的道路。
Now this place is very famous for growing grapes.
而这个山谷地方呢，以盛产葡萄而闻名。
And grapes from this valley was an important economic resource for Israel.
而葡萄呢，曾经是以色列民很重要的经济资源。
As a plant, the vine was considered a symbol of Israel.
实际上，葡萄树呢，作为农作物呢，被当作是以色列民的象征。
In Psalm 98, for example, the psalmist described Israel as a vine that God took out of Egypt and replanted in Canaan.
比如说在诗篇第98篇里面，诗人就把以色列比作上帝从埃及带出来的葡萄树，并且把它栽种在了迦南。
In a sense, the vine represented the security of the Jewish nation that through them God will work out his salvation.
那从这个角度来说呢，葡萄树呢代表着对犹太民的一种保障，而上帝正是借着这棵犹太树呢赐下了他的救赎。
So Jesus always teaches must have taken the opportunity as he and his disciples were passing through the Kidron Valley to the Mount of Olives and used these vines to reveal something more about himself.
那么耶稣作为门徒的这些一个老师呢，他一定也会利用穿过这个吉伦山谷的这个橄榄树的橄榄山的这个路上这个机会呢，也通过这个橄榄树呢向门徒们进行教导。
In verse 5, we already read this verse just now. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
那么正是在这种情况下呢，他在第五节中，耶稣对他们说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Now Jesus takes an already familiar vine metaphor and shifts the popular meaning from the vine being a metaphor to Israel to become a metaphor describing himself.
那么耶稣呢就利用了门徒对这个葡萄树的熟悉程度呢来作为比较，以此呢他把这个呢比作成他自己，而不是说用葡萄树呢，同时呢就是用这个葡萄树呢比作，而不是用葡萄树呢比作以色列民呢。
In other words, being the people of God no longer means being born a Jew.
也就是说呢，当你成为上帝选民的时候呢，你也就不再是这个犹太人。
Now it meant being connected to Him.
而是你的身份呢，更多的呢是与这个耶稣基督建立的关系。
Connected to Jesus is now become the mark of the people of God.
那么与这个耶稣基督作为关系呢，成为了人们的一种标志。
It is in Him and through Him that God will meet His people.
因为只有在耶稣基督里面，我们才成为了上帝的选民。
It is in Him and through Him that men and women and children and young people will discover who they are and how we ought to live our lives.
只有在耶稣的里面，不论男女老少，才能发现我们真实的身份，并且知道应当如何活着。
It's very important for us to notice that Jesus often, if not always, chooses agricultural analogy to describe life with God.
值得注意的是呢，耶稣常常用农业方面的类比来描绘上帝与人之间的关系。
In terms of leadership, he often uses images of shepherds or farmers rather than CEOs or CFOs.
比如说，在描述领导层面的时候呢，他常常用牧人与羊之间的关系来描述领导与跟随者之间的关系，而不是用这个首席执行官或者是财务执行官来比。
And why is this observation important for us?
为什么说这一个发现很重要呢？
It's important because farmers ultimately do not produce anything.
这之所以重要，是因为我们知道农夫他们本身最终是不能够产出农作物的。
They do not create corn.
他们不是农作物的根源，他们造不出玉米来。
They grow them.
他们只能耕种玉米。
They do not create wheat.
他们造不出小麦。
They grow them.
他们只能耕种。
What they do is cultivate an environment where their crops will grow.
所以他们的主要的技能是在于怎么样去耕种。
So skill is an important thing in farming.
也就是说，从农工来说呢，技术不是一个很重要的一方面。
Intuition is important, but their skill and their intuition.Is shaped by the intimate knowledge of nature and their crop.
虽然说技术和农夫们的这种直觉也有一定的重要性，但是呢，这些直觉和这个技术呢，都是围绕着这农作物的这些特征而发挥出作用的。
So no matter how skillful a farmer is, he will not be able to grow.Papayas in northern BC.
不论你的农业技术有多么好，比如说你不可能在 BC 省的北部来种出木瓜来。
Well, Jesus is like a farmer.
耶稣就像一位农夫。
He understands that good fruit doesn't come from forcing a result.
他明白真正的好果子是不能强求的。
But from nurturing what produces it.
是要靠用心的培育才能种出好果子。
So unlike manufacturing,
和制造业不同
where products determine the method.
制造业呢，取决于你首先你要生产什么样的产品。
A wise farmer knows good fruit grows from healthy trees.
但是一个聪明的农夫呢，知道要生产出好的果子来呢，完全基于一个健康的树干。
So Jesus focuses first on cultivating strong, healthy trees.
所以耶稣呢，首先关注如何来培养强壮和健康的树干。
You see the shift in focus.
那你在这里有没有发现，这里面焦点就有了转移
？At first glance, this might look like a small shift in the text.
乍一看的时候，这段经文好像是略微转移了一下焦点。
But it actually highlights the truth.That is crucial for our spiritual lives.
但是实际上呢，这个焦点的转换呢，对我们属灵生命呢，却是非常关键。
But Jesus knows that the fruit doesn't come from the branches themselves.
因为耶稣知道果子是不可能自己从树枝上生产出来的。
In fact, in verse 4, he clearly says that the branches can bear no fruit by themselves.
实际上在第四节当中呢，他清楚地指出枝子本身是如果没有这个葡萄树的话是不能结果子的。
They don't have that ability.
就是枝子的本身没有这种能力。
Instead, branches only carry the fruit that comes from the vine they're connected to.
枝子之所以能够结果子，完全是靠着连接它的这个葡萄树而结出的果子。
The vine is the true source of life and growth.
也就是说，葡萄树才是真正生命和成长的源头。
So the shift reminds us.
所以这个焦点的转换，它提醒了我们。
The spiritual fruit isn't something we can produce through effort alone.
属灵的果子不是靠努力能结出来的。
It's the result of staying deeply connected to Jesus, the vine.
它来自于我们与耶稣基督这个真正的葡萄树有多么亲密而决定。
That's where real growth begins.
这才是真正成长，就是从这个与耶稣的关系所产生、所开始的。
So what does this mean for us?
那么这一点对我们来说意味着什么呢？
Well, it means the pressure is off.
这意味着我们不需要再负担那些沉重的压力。
It means that the pressure is off for to try to look good, or because we aren't. The pressure is off for us to do good works because we are not capable of them.
也就是说，我们不需要再去试图努力的粉饰自己，因为其实我们并没有那么完美。我们也不需要去勉强的去做那些所谓的好行为，因为靠我们自己，我们并没有这个能力。
And we have one responsibility only.
我们只有一个责任。
And that is remain connected to Jesus.
那就是持续的与基督连接。
And it is out of this connection, this remaining and abiding in Him, the fruit naturally form on the branches of our lives.
而就是从这种连接里头呢，在这里面，与这种在它里面的这种生活状态、生命状态，果子才能生出来。
The end product, the fruit, whatever they may be.
不管怎样的最终的结果是什么。
Maybe it's making our lives better, or maybe it's making a difference in the world, or having peace and joy and kind. They're all examples of fruit.
无论这样的结果是什么，不管是我们对世界产生的影响啊，还是我们善良的行为啊，或是内心的平安啊，这些都属于属灵果子的体现。
These end products cannot be manufactured by working harder or becoming more disciplined. They're the results of a life remaining and abiding.In Christ.
而这些最终的果子不是靠我们自己的努力而得来的、也不是靠着我们的自律能创造出来的，它完全是通过我们持续的在基督里面与他连接 与他的生命所连接能结出来的这个果子。
So the question is, what is necessary for us to live a life of abiding in Christ?
那么问题来了，我们要如何才能活出一个住在基督里的生命呢？
Now Jesus gives us three images for this.
耶稣为我们绘出了三个画面。
The first is dependence.
第一个是要依靠。
If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Why is anybody dependent?
为什么会有人要有依赖呢？
We become totally dependent when we are unable to help ourselves.
通常都是当我们无助的时候，我们就会变得完全依赖于他人。
The story of Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan illustrates dependence well.
那我们所熟悉的这个海伦·凯勒和安·苏洛文的故事，就也告诉我们关于依靠的这方面信息。
If you know the story.Anne Sullivan was sent by Alexander Bell to become a tutor to a deaf and blind child named Helen.
如果你熟悉这个故事的话，我们知道这个 Anne Sullivan 呢，她是被这个 Alexander Bell 派去成为了一个叫 Helen 的，她呢是一个又聋又盲的这么一个孩子的导师。
It was not easy, but through a lot of love and patience, Anne taught Helen how to read Braille and how to communicate through signing.
这是一份非常艰难的工作，但是通过大量的爱心和耐心，安呢教会了海伦如何阅读盲文，并通过手语与人交流。
But what's not well known about the relationship was Anne was Helen's constant companion for 50 years.
不过大家可能不是太知道的就是，安其实成为了陪伴海伦约50年的伴。
And she was with her, with Helen when she attended Radcliffe College, translating lectures through sign.
那么当海伦就读于这个Radcliffe 学院的时候呢，安一直陪伴在她身边，并且呢通过手语呢为她翻译课堂的讲解。
And Anne helped Helen to devote her whole life to serve those who were blind and deaf.
安也帮助海伦去。把他的一生奉献出来，服务那些盲人和聋哑人。
Their nearly 50 years of companionship ended when Anne died in
1936.
And Helen wrote these words about her lifelong friend.
那么当时呢，海伦就为他他这一生的挚爱写下了下面这一段话。
He said, "My teacher is so near to me."
他说我的老师和我是那么的亲密。
That I scarcely think of myself apart from her.
我不敢想象离开她会是怎样。
I feel that her being is inseparable from my own.
我感到她的存在是我自己的一部分。
And the footsteps of my life are in hers.
我一生的脚步仿佛都是踏在他的足迹上。
All the best of me belongs to her.
我所有的美好都属于他。
There is not a talent or an inspiration or a joy in me that has not been awakened by her loving touch.
无论是才华、灵感还是喜悦，没有一样不是用她的爱触摸唤醒的。
In many ways, what Anne Sullivan was to Helen Keller, the Holy Spirit is to the believer.
从很多方面来说，安·索罗文对海伦·凯勒就像圣灵对于信徒一样那么重要。
Dependence means accepting and embracing our weaknesses.
那么依靠呢，意味着要接受或拥抱我们自己的软弱。
And acknowledge that we need help.
也意味着我们承认我们是需要帮助。
The truth is we cannot make it on our own.
事实是我们无法凭借自己走完这条。
We need God to help us to love.
我们需要上帝来帮助我们去爱。
We need God to help us to show how to be kind.
我们需要上帝教导我们如何去善待他人。
And we need God to navigate through the often confusing circumstances of life.
我们需要上帝引导我们走过人生中那些常常令人困惑的处境。
Remaining means to stay or to dwell with.
常常在里面意味着要滞留。与之同住。
Our constant staying and dwelling in Christ, our prayer life, our worship life, will produce fruit in us that we did not know was there.
我们常住在基督里面，通过我们的祷告生活、崇拜生活，将会使我们的生命结出我们原本没有的果子。
The second image is of attention, to pay attention.
那么第二个画面呢，就是关注。
So here's what he says in verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you.
耶稣在第七节当中就说，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
So I'm volunteering at my church teaching English.
我呢一直在教会里面呢做志愿者，教这个英语作为第二语言的老师。
And I said to them a few days ago that words are powerful.
前几天呢，我对我的学生说，语言是有力量。
Words get inside you, and we are shaped by the words that are spoken into our lives.
语言会进入我们的内心，而我们是被那些进入我们生命中的话语所塑造的。
And when we were growing up, we received both good words and bad words.
在我们成长过程当中呢，我们既接受听过好话，也听过坏话。
And although both types of words informed us, most of the time we remember the bad words.
尽管两种话呢都塑造了我们，在大多数时间呢，我们更容易记住那些坏话。
And we often play them over and over in our minds and allow them to shape our lives.
我们常常呢在脑海中反复地回放这些话，让它们塑造了我们的生活。
But Jesus' encouragement to us is to pay attention to His word.
而耶稣要鼓励我们是要注意他的话语。
Let Jesus, the God's word work Himself into our souls and allow our lives to be shaped by them instead.
让耶稣的话语呢能够深入我们的灵魂做工，并且呢，愿我们的生命呢能够被这些话所塑造。
So here's what Psalm 1 says, verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. And whatever he does, prospers.
那么在诗篇一章一到三节中这样说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
My professor Eugene Peterson writes, two things are important to someone, an action and an image. Torah meditation is the action, a transplanted tree is the image.
我的教授 Eugene Peterson 呢曾经这样写道，他说在诗篇第一篇中呢有两个很突出的特点，一个呢就是描述行为，这是一种景象，另一个呢是对律法的默想，是一个行为。
He writes, Torah is God's word that hit the target of the human condition.
他说律法呢是神的话语，正中人类状况的要害。
But now Torah comes from the verb yara, which means to throw something, a javelin, to hit its target.
那么这个律法的这个词的源于一个动词，投掷某物。
The word that hits its mark is Torah.
要精准的击中某一个目标，就是这个词，击中靶心这个词，就是这个律法的这个词源。
God's word has this aim, intentional and personal nature.
而神的话语呢，就是具有这种针对性，并且呢意图明确的这种特性。
And when we are spoken to this way, piercingly and penetratingly, we are not the same. The words get inside of us and work their meaning in us.
而当我们被这些话语直击内心，深入灵魂的时候呢，我们就不再一样了。这些话进入我们的内心，在我们的内心深处发挥它们的意义和影响。
Paying attention to what God is saying both to us and about us is one of the most important ways to learn to remain in Him.
那么要聆听上帝的话语，不管是对我们说的还是关于我们的，都是我们学习如何常在他里面，住在他里面的重要方式之一。
And to dwell in his presence and stay close to his heart.
并且呢，就是要常在他里面。
But I want to be clear, I'm not talking simply about gaining more biblical knowledge or collecting spiritual facts.
但是有一点呢，我要是说，不是说我是在这里主要是来读经，或者是要讲这个圣经里的。光是讲圣经的道理。
I'm describing something deeper.
我这里面呢是想要描绘更深刻的。
Something slower, something quieter.
更缓慢、更安静的一种操练。
And this kind of attention is not to be rushed.
而这种关注呢是不能匆忙的。
It's not to be checking off reading plans or memorizing verses for the sake of accomplishment.
不是为了要完成某个阅读计划，或者是要成就什么，背诵哪一段经文。
It is reflective, it is meditative.
而是一种反思性的，一种默想。
It is a way of turning our hearts to God and saying to Him, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening."
是我们带着渴望来到神的面前，对他说：“主啊，我在这里，请对我讲话。”
It means praying with Scripture, not just reading it.
这意味着要带着祷告来读经，而不只是为读经而读经。
And letting praying in Scripture, letting the words become part of our inner world, shaping our longings and our thoughts and our questions.
也就是说，在读经中祷告，让神的话语成为我们内在世界的一部分，慢慢的影响、塑造我们的思想、情感，甚至我们的渴望。
And this takes time.
而这需要时间。
And takes time to require of us to slow down.And be present, not just to the text, but to God who is speaking through it.
所以就是要求我们要放慢脚步，静下心来，不只是要对经文保持关注，更主要的是，对那位通过经文冲对我们讲话的神要有关注。
For me, the Psalms became a daily encounter.
对我来说，诗篇成为了我每日与神相遇的地方。
Every morning I return to them, not as a duty, but as a doorway.
每天早晨呢，我都会翻开诗篇，不是出于责任，而是出于一种渴望。
Sometimes it's simply the passage.
因为那里是通向神的大门。
Sometimes just a single verse.
有的时候呢，可能仅仅是一段话，一个字。
And on certain days, even one word is enough to hold my attention and guide my prayer.
有的时候呢，甚至某一个字就能抓住我的注意力，能够引导我的祷告。
In those quiet moments, I find myself being drawn not towards knowing more about God, but toward knowing Him more deeply.
在那些安静的时刻呢，我发现自己被神深深的吸引，不是为了更多的知道关于神的事情，而是为了更深的认识他。
And in that space, I begin to recognize how deeply I am already known by Him.
而正是在那些时刻，我开始意识到。那是一位早已认识我、爱我的神。
But let me confess this: there is still so much I don't understand.
说实话，还有很多需要学习的地方。
And I'm still learning what it means to pay attention to God.
我仍然在摸索，并在操练如何真正的聆听神的话语。
And in many ways, I feel like I'm just beginning.
很多时候，我觉得我才刚刚起步。
And even in that, I sense God's grace.
但即或如此，我在这当中依然能感受到神的恩典。
Because from the beginning, again and again and again, that is the path of following Jesus.
因为每一次的重新开始，本身就是都是跟随耶稣的道路。
So paying attention to God's word is very important.
所以对上帝话语的关注是非常，对我们灵性来说是非常重要。
The third image is obedience.
那么第三个画面就是要顺服。
It's verse 10. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, as I have obeyed the Father's commands and remain in His love.
在第十节中也就说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。如果正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So how can we remain or abide or dwell in the love of God?
那么我们怎样才能经常的、常常服从并住在上帝的爱里面？
We obey His commands.
我们要顺从他的命令。
Obedience is an intentional reorientation of our lives to God.
顺服就是一种刻意的重新调整我们的生命方向，以便跟随神的一种行为。
Obedience is the process which we are intentionally put to death. Our ego, subject to our desire, to our wills, to follow another.
顺服呢是这样一个过程，就是我们有意识的去致死自我，然后将私欲呢降服于我们的意志，从而能够去顺从。
This is the way the ancients learned holy living. There's no shortcut to fruit bearing.
这也正是古人学习过圣洁生活方式的这种方式，就是要想要结果子呢是没有捷径的。
So fruitful life is not the same, not always the same as a productive life.
那么有果子的生命并不总是等同于一个高产能的生命。
But at least not in the way it defines productivity.
起码呢不是我们所理解的这种生产力。
In our culture, we often equate fruitfulness with constant activity, measurable results, and visible success.
在我们的文化当中呢，我们常常把有果效与忙碌可衡量的这种果成果画上等号。
But in God's kingdom, fruit bearing looks very different.
但是在上帝的国度里面呢，结出果子的生命。往往是截然不同的样子。
Spiritual fruit does not come from busyness or efficiency.
属灵的果子不是靠忙碌或者效率而得来。
It's not the result of checking off tasks or following a formula.
它不是去执行任务的一种结果。
Fruitfulness, in the biblical sense, often involves waiting.
在属灵的这个生命里面呢。结果常常需要我们去等候。
It involves trust.
也需要信靠。
And more importantly, it flows out of abiding, a continually living connection with Jesus.
而最重要、最核心的呢， 是要住在基督里面，与耶稣持续的真实的这种连接的。
So unlike manufacturing, where every step is controlled and optimized for speed and output, bearing spiritual fruit is often invisible and mysterious.
与制造业不同，制造业的每一步都是被控制和优化的，以追求速度和产量，而灵性的果子却往往是隐秘而奇妙的。
So we don't often see what God is doing beneath the surfaces of our life.
我们常常看不到神在我们生命表面下面所做的工。
There may be seasons when we feel unproductive and or uncertain.
可能有时候我们觉得我们没有任何的成果。
But in those very seasons, God is shaping something eternal within us.
但正是在这样的季节里，神正在我们里面塑造一些永恒的东西。
This is why fruitfulness is not task-oriented.
这就是为什么属灵的果子不是以任务为导向的。
It's relationship-oriented.
而是以关系为中心的。
So Jesus said in John 15, he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
这是为什么耶稣在约翰福音十五章中说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
True fruit is the overflow of a life rooted in Christ.
真正的果子是在一个基于基督的生命中而自然流露出来的结果。
It's not something that we receive. It's something, not something that we achieve, but it's something that we receive and express as we remain in Him.
它不是靠我们的努力所完成的，而是靠我们住在它里面领受而活出来。
So, as we seek to live fruitful lives, we must shift our focus from doing more to be deeply connected to Christ.
所以，当我们渴望能够活出一个结果子的生命的时候，我们就必须要调整我们的焦点，从做得更多而转向深深的与神相连接。
From striving for visible outcomes to trusting in the often hidden and patient work of God in us.
从追求眼前所能看到的结果，转向信靠神在我们内心中常常做隐秘而耐心的工作。
So in all this, our primary responsibility is not to focus on the fruit.
在这一切当中呢，我们最首要的责任并不是去关注于结果。
Whether we're experiencing peace or joy, whether we're doing enough good, or whether we're making an impact in the world.
不论是我们经历平安、喜乐，或者是否做了足够的善事，或者是对这个世界产生了什么样的影响。
These are not the starting points of our spiritual life.
这些都不是我们属灵生命的起点。
Our first and most important responsibility is to remain in Christ.
我们最首要且最重要的责任就是要常在基督里。
That means intentionally practicing the rhythms that nourish our souls.
这意味着叫我们要有意的去操练那些滋养我们灵魂，这个属灵节奏。
Develop habits of dependence on God.
来培养我们的能够依赖上帝的习惯。
Attentively listening to His voice and faithfully obedient to His.Calling and leading.
专心地聆听他的声音，忠心地顺服他的引领。
When we remain rooted in Him, the fruit will come.
当我们深深扎根于他里面时，果子就会出来。
In His time, not ours.
而且是依照他的时间，不是我们的时间。
So fruit is the outcome of a deep connection, not a goal to strive to produce in our life.
所以果子是深度连接的结果，而不是我们自己努力去制造的目标。
It's not something we can make happen.
不是我们靠自己的努力能够产生的。
But to be deeply connected in our relationship with Jesus.
而是要通过我们与耶稣基督的深度连接能产出的结果。
Maybe always remember that He is the vine and we are the branches.
愿我们大家都能记住，他是那葡萄树，而我们是枝子。
Let us pray.
让我们来做祷告。
Father, thank you for your word to us.
天父，感谢你对我们讲的话语。
We often don't really understand how our spiritual life works.
常常我们不理解我们的属灵生命将是怎样的。
Forgive us for thinking that our spiritual life is reflected in how much we do.
求主你赦免我们常常认为我们的属灵是靠我们的行为。
Or what the response of what our work and the people we see.
我们常以为属灵是靠我们的责任，别人怎么看我们。
So help us, Lord, to be rooted deeply in you.
求主你帮助我们，让我们能够在你里面深深的扎根。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.